Flat sounds British to me.
What about penthouse?
Oh, yes, there are a few penthouses here.
What is a penthouse exactly?
It's the owning the top floor of a building, and it's usually smaller than the lower floors so that you have some kind of an outdoor terrace. So it's like having a house on a lot, except your lot is the top story of the building below you.
What different kinds of stoves or furnaces are there?
For heating the house, not for cooking, because there's certainly cooking stoves. Most people here have central gas heating or electric heating, and you get a furnace for that, which is usually put in the attic, since we have very few basements. There are, as far as I know, no coal stoves here, no coal furnaces, almost no oil-burning furnaces. Never heard of anybody having an oil-burning furnace. There are still a few old houses with radiators, but I think they use, I know they use natural gas. For radiators.
How are most houses heated and
nowadays?
Cooled?
Mostly they're heated with central heat and air conditioning, which is usually natural gas or electricity. And there's still a lot of window units around because there are a lot of old homes that just would take too much money to remodel for central air, especially the old ones with radiators that didn't have any duct work. There are a lot of old centrally heated houses here. Even the ones built in the early 20s frequently had central heat.
What kind of heat?
Natural gas.
What would you call a house, a really kind of a poor house that's just got one room directly behind the other?
A shotgun house.
Okay. And a house, I think of this as kind of old-fashioned anyway. It's got like one room here and a room here. And there's sort of a, I guess you'd call it sort of a hall, but
a breezeway in between that's open on both ends, and it's a dog run house.
What do you call the, is the breezeway called the dog run?
That's the dog run. The dog can run right through that. You wouldn't have those anymore because you wouldn't be able to enclose it. And you would want to have each side air conditioned, and it would be kind of silly to walk through the outdoors from one air conditioned part to the other.
Yeah, I never.
Now, my sister-in-law is getting ready to build one, and she wants that kind of house, but she lives out in the country, and she does not want air conditioning. She wants to build her house on a knoll so that it's not, I mean, so that it does get the prevailing breeze as much as possible, and under a tree so it gets a lot of shade. And she wants a dog-run house, two-story, with a gallery upstairs and a porch downstairs, and she wants it to be that open kind of house.
I've never seen it with the two-story house with the dog run.
They're houses with an open area upstairs as well as downstairs. If you got a chance to go out to Round Top, there are a whole bunch of old Texas houses out there. And it's a real interesting place to go through. Round Top is out towards Hempstead. It's up northwest of here. And it's just a charming little town with a big area that some people bought and gave to the town as a museum, or maybe gave it to the state, I guess they did. And it now has about 7 or 8 different old 19th century Texas architecture houses on it. And one of them is like that, with the dog run downstairs and the open hallway upstairs.
You know, a house that's got a long entry hall. It opens into a large room, and it has sort of an L shape.
It has a long entry hall.
Opening into one large room.
At the back of it?
I think so. Do you ever hear of a hall and parlor house or farming L?
Never did. I don't know that term at all.
What would you call them? Pants that are about knee length.
Bermuda shorts.
Okay.
Cut-offs if they're made out of old blue jeans.